Hello and welcome back, everyone. Today we are going to be reading in Matthew chapter 22, and what we are going to be reading is the greatest commandment. And the reason I picked this is because my mom is going to be starting this 40-day challenge. They call it a challenge. And it's with this book that this man wrote, and it's 40 days of reading the red letters in the Bible, which is Jesus's words. So she's told me a little bit about it, but as time goes on, I will fill you guys in, and hopefully that will help you guys and help me. But one of the main things that the guy writes about and talks about is how, we should be living our lives to follow Jesus. And one example of that is to follow Jesus and to do what he does. That is what the guy says. The best way to follow Jesus is to follow Jesus. So loving people and just treating them the best you can, and showing a good example of what humans should be like, you know. We should be positive and encouraging, supportive, and have a smile on your face. You know, if something bad comes your way, don't immediately think this is negative. Think, okay, there's going to be something positive that comes out of this. So, yeah, that's kind of what that 40-day challenge is all about. But yeah, I'll fill you guys in more, as time goes on. But anyway, today we are reading in Matthew chapter 28, verse 34, and it's pretty short, but yeah, it's pretty good. So the heading right before this reading is the greatest commandment. In this, Jesus is talking to the Sadducees and the Pharisees, and one of them asks what the greatest commandment is, and then he says, yeah, the commandment. So yeah, I'll just read it, and yeah, that's about it. Here we go. Hearing that Jesus had silenced the Sadducees, the Pharisees got together. One of them, an expert in the law, tested him with his question, "Teacher, which is the greatest commandment in the law?" Jesus replied, "Love the Lord your God with all your heart and all your soul and with all your mind. This is the first and greatest commandment. And the second is like it. Love your neighbor as yourself. All the law and the prophets hang on these two commandments." Okay, so with that, it kind of ties into loving the Lord and loving your neighbor. So just treat people well and take care of them. Do something nice for them. It's just kind of, I don't know, what's that word? It's like the snowball effect thing. It's contagious. There you go. So, you know, if someone's really smiley and happy and nice to you, then it just kind of rubs off on you, you know? So just try to be like that and look towards positive things, because life is fun. It's great. Everything is positive if you can just see the positive in the situation. Yeah, I don't know. It's hard for me to just say this, because I struggle with this a lot. Like, I pout. I don't want to say that I pout a lot, but if things don't go my way, I definitely pout quite a bit, I would say. So if you're doing it, just know that nobody's perfect. Absolutely nobody. So you're not alone. Other people are struggling as well, but I'm not trying to, I don't know. It's hard to kind of put my thoughts into words with this, because in my mind, I feel guilty just talking into the mic right now and saying these things, because, like, I don't feel like I have the authority to be telling you guys what to do at all. and I don't want to be making it seem like I'm better than you guys one bit at all, in a single way, because, yeah, I'm not. So I don't know what the thoughts are in my mind that I don't know. It's difficult to say, but yeah. Yeah, you're not alone. Everybody out there is struggling with something, but just be positive because life is fun. It is really fun. I just did a bags tournament this Saturday, and it was a great time. And after that, I went and visited my girlfriend in Ames, and that was awesome as well. And one of the best parts was just going outside, going on a little walk, and we found a little trail that was just right in the middle of Ames. And we found some swings in the little park and an apple tree. The apple was not very good. It was tasteless, but it was just fun. You know when you were a kid and you'd be on the swing and then you'd kick off your shoe and see who could kick it the furthest? I did that. It was very hard, actually. I haven't done it in a long time, but it brought back memories, and it was really fun to just be outside. So if you feel like you're struggling, stressed out, or sad, depressed, I don't know, just go outside and go on a walk in your hometown or something, or a bike ride. Do something fun that'll just bring back some good memories, and it really helps. I mean, just actually living life and not just sitting on your phone. It's crazy, actually. So, okay, well, that's all I have for you guys. I hope you enjoyed it. Have a great week, and God bless.